Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's going on, Katie? Yeah.
What's happening?
All right, let's see here. We already talked about a brawl at a Golden Corral, which is in itself fantastic. I mean, like, it's hard to beat a story like that, okay?
What's better, a brawl at a Golden Corral or at a Waffle House?
Ooh, that's tough.
It's a tough one.
I think Golden Corral is a classier fight, to be honest. I think that's classier. Probably, yeah. Sure. Waffle House, that's just a good old-fashioned beat down. You know what I mean?
You know what's nice about the Golden Corral brawl is you can sit down and have a nice buffet afterwards.
That's right.
Wind down, you know?
Work up that appetite fighting people. At least it's right there. So, anyway, let's move on. A man took his 11-year-old grandson out fishing in Miami, but what they ended up catching is not exactly something they could throw on the grill. Although the fish weren't really biting that day, the discarded guns were. Dwayne Smith says he and his grandson were fishing in a canal and decided to give magnet fishing a try after watching some videos on YouTube. So they tied a 5-pound magnet to the end of their lines and dropped them to see what they might find. He says, quote, "We ended up with 2 pounds of scrap metal and 40 pounds of gun. Specifically, they reeled in 2 50-caliber Barrett sniper rifles."
Damn!
Neither were loaded. No ammunition was found. The guns, which had their serial numbers filed off, were turned over to the police and will undergo a forensics examination to determine whether
those guns killed people, for sure.
Dude, yeah, and if you ever see a gun, like, folks, I just want you to know, if you ever come across a gun and the serial number is filed off, don't touch it, okay? Yeah. Do not touch it, okay? Because you will then be an accessory to a crime, okay? Yeah, call the cops.
Fingerprint on this thing.
Yeah, what is this? Oh,
hey, Brock, this is why I have a fishing magnet, dude. This is my goal. I'm looking for, what was it? Some sort of gun? A Beretta?
Two 50 caliber sniper rifles.
I'm still looking for that Folgers can full of like 500 G's, dude. You know?
Just
I don't know if you can put 500 G's in a Folgers can, but.
You know what? Here's the thing, is it sounds really cool. And I've been around, I've used your little magnet, and it's fun. And you're like, oh, you might find something cool. You've seen the videos. But our luck, you're going to end up pulling up like a severed hand. You're like going to latch onto the ring on like this severed hand. This is not at all what I wanted to find. A hand? Come on.
It is. When that thing clicks, you don't know what's at the bottom of whatever you're fishing in.
Could be a gun with the serial number filed off. It could be some scrap metal, or it could be a severed hand. You just don't know. And I don't want to see a hand.
I got one of those 500-pound magnet ones, dude. And the first time I went fishing with it, I was all happy and excited. Click. Got something right, bro. Yeah, I got the side of the pier. You know how hard it is to pull a 500-pound magnet off the side of a pier?
This is big. What is it? Ah, it's the pier.
Dude, three of us had to curl it up into a fishing holder, yank it off.
Yeah, that's how it usually goes. All right. No. So, anyway, good luck with your magnet fishing, everybody. Hopefully you don't find a severed hand. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.